This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There aren't a whole lot of restaurants left that don't take credit cards. If you wind up in a bind, there's probably an ATM nearby. Some all-cash businesses actually have one right on the premises. But what happens when things work the other way? You find yourself at a restaurant that only takes plastic. That's becoming more of a possibility as more eateries flip the script and go cashless. From KCRW in Los Angeles, Benjamin Gottlieb reports.
I'm standing right outside of Coneby Restaurant in Los Angeles. It's a cafe right by Dodgers Stadium. They sell Japanese-style sandwiches, tea, and coffee in a small dining room, as long as you don't pay in cash.
It mostly boils down to the space constraints and issues with the cost of using cash.
Nick Montgomery is one of the chef owners here. The cost of using cash? I thought cash would be good for restaurants. After all, there are no credit card fees. But actually, there's a cost that goes along with taking cash, too. Montgomery explains one of them.
It literally decreases labor costs to not take cash. You know, like, it's about $5,000 a year for a restaurant this size just to count cash every day and take it to the bank.
Coneby is also saving thousands on liability insurance, he says. If you take cash, it stands to reason that there's more to steal should you be robbed. And that's what motivated Steve Sampson at Superfine Pizza in downtown L.A. to go cash-free, too.
We really wanted to provide a safe working environment for them. Unfortunately, restaurants, especially cash-only restaurants, food trucks, and the like, have been targeted by criminals in the past in Los Angeles.
Cashless restaurants don't just take credit cards. Some take virtual payment options, too, such as Apple Pay, PayPal, and Google Pay.
So there is a trend that's happening.
Shelley Santana teaches business administration at the Harvard Business School. She's been keeping an eye on this.
More businesses are looking at what their particular mix of payments is within their customer base and making a decision that they're going to go cashless and not accept cash at all.
It's a model that works for a lot of customers.
I love it because I hate cash. I hate carrying cash.
Like Allison Hamlin, a customer at Coneby.
I think I feel like this restaurant in the way that it's a liability and I don't want it on me. So I really appreciate them just aligning with my preferred way to pay.
And restaurants in the LA area are beginning to listen to customers like her. Not just independently owned. The fresh casual chain Tender Greens went cashless last year throughout Southern California. But not everyone has a bank account or access to credit cards. And there are many reasons. Some are homeless or low income. Others are undocumented immigrants. And that bothers Rory Mance as he waits for a slice of pizza at Superfine.
Yes, I think it is a problem. It does exclude a group of people.
And that is where some cities have stepped in to look at this cashless trend. Philadelphia became the first major city to pass a ban on cash-free businesses earlier this year. And San Francisco's ban goes into effect later this fall. Valley Brown sits on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. She led the effort to ban cash-free businesses there.
When I started really looking into it, I was like, this doesn't seem fair. It's discrimination and it's not equitable.
Brown says she would like to see other cities in California follow San Francisco's lead, like Los Angeles. But as it stands now, there is no official city policy here about cashless businesses. In Los Angeles, I'm Benjamin Gottlieb for Marketplace.